Plant Hunters, or To the End of the World in Search of Plants. Part 1. The 19th century was full of people like Fritsch and Ressel. In Britain in particular, it became very fashionable to cultivate certain groups of plants, orchids, rhododendrons, exotic conifers, and ferns. Besides botanical gardens that participated in botanical journeys of discovery, specialized gardening firms also started to emerge, which hired out so-called plant hunters. They sent them all over the world to find extraordinary plants. They were supposed to bring them back alive, or in the form of seeds, to enable them to be grown, propagated, and most of all, sold. They were mostly tasked with bringing back plants whose existence was already known from herbaria, but sometimes also plants whose existence was only hypothetical, for example, blue peonies. Figures such as Henry Wilson, George Forrest, Robert Fortune, Kingdom Ward, and others came onto the scene. These courageous men often headed off into parts of the world that had not yet been explored. They faced various obstacles ranging from pirates through uprisings to natural disasters, and some of them did not survive these hardships. Although their mission might have ended in failure, they still discovered and brought back thousands of species of plants, many of which form an indispensable part of our gardens.